Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, LA. Hello, whole world. Accent On with Ilona Europa. This, I think, is my third year. I think so. That means in 2016, it's starting very, very unusual way. First, it's dark. Second, it's cold. Rain, I think, will be coming very, very soon, which in California, this is a big, big deal. I don't like to drive in the rain. I don't like to drive. And I'm living in LA. Everywhere you need to just take a car and drive. And that's the topic also of my beginning for my beautiful, wonderful, lovely show. My two guests who are originally from Poland and are visiting Los Angeles for very many important reasons are in a car. Driving, they called me. They just tried to get from Beverly Hills in probably 40 minutes. And no. Even when GPS shows 15, 20, 35, we know that LA is just crazy when it comes to traffic. But I'm hoping they'll be here in 10 minutes as they believe that's what will happen. In meantime, I'm hoping everybody will be just listening to me talking. And obvious, 2016 is this will be one of those years for me, for your host, Ilona Europa, that will be filled with music and lots of hours I will be spending in the studio working with great talents that I'm developing and also trying to put together first CD for my daughter, Natasha Mira. Everybody can go to the Facebook and just check her out. She's pretty, pretty good. But like every young artist, she always thinks that the next song is the one that she would like to release. Anyway, I really, really believe that this show will be very different. And I like that. First, my guests, like I said, are from Europe. And they, not only from Europe, they are from everywhere. They live in New York. They live in Los Angeles, mainly in Poland. And beautiful singer that she will be with us. And everybody, please go to website of Facebook and just check her pictures. She is just gorgeous. She also not only lives in Poland, but studies in England and UK. Now she's in America. And you know what? I don't know. Seems like life for most of Europeans or all of us will be traveling and will be just enjoying every country that we can just buy ticket and just go to. Okay, I think how much shocking can be to start the show with new song that I just, I think I played once, maybe, don't remember, a few months ago. But we have relationships also going on with this gentleman. He will be very happy probably to know that we are playing his song, but he is an American rapper who is really in both countries. Equally, he speaks perfect Polish. He is also mostly living in America. And he just sent me this song. Maybe I will tell just the title. P-E-K-A, Pika, featuring J.B. Savant. I need to say this in Polish. Idę do celu. I'm grabbing my goal. I can maybe say that that's the title, or just walking towards my goal. But in hip-hop world, probably this will be much more exciting if somebody will translate into English. Anyway, but this is a Polish hip-hop. I think not so many people even understand that this genre of music is very, very popular in Europe. But have something like that in Polish and in English, I think is very exciting. Then, like I said, we'll be listening to the song. I understand that the video is soon or is maybe already done. But for right now, that's what we'll be listening to. Idę do celu, Pika, feature GB Savant.
What?
Wherever you go, whether going pro or filling your bank account full of O's, it's a tough road with no love. Persistence through the mud is a must when chasing for your dreams. But life ain't all about the cream. Had to throw some woo in it just for you to know what I mean. Bills, no lights, strife, fights are all part of the package. Assembled by the few and consumed by the masses. Let them be the sheep. Just keep climbing at the top is a peak. On the other side is a fast slide down. So nothing's guaranteed. Then go in half deaf and die before anyone can see. So what do you believe? The corporate dream? A different philosophy? Or the cold hard truth that most likely you will never be what you want to see? But you still must believe. I broke through the stereotype, put it all down in my sound and broke the stereo mic. Now I'm bumping through your speakers, speaking in ways that uplift the masses, inspires the people.
Idziemy tam, gdzie będzie lepiej. Gdzie będziemy daleko od cierpień. Co tam będzie, nie wiem, tego nie jestem pewien. Ale wiem na pewno, musimy iść, by trafić sedno. Idziemy tam, gdzie będzie lepiej. Gdzie będziemy daleko od cierpień. Co tam będzie, nie wiem, tego nie jestem pewien. Ale wiem na pewno, musimy iść, by trafić sedno. Idę do celu, tą pierdoloną ketą drogą. Gdzie zawieść podkłada haki swoją nogą. Gdzie na co dzień jest hardkorowo. Gdzie ludzie podchodzą do ciebie niezdrowo. Bo chciałby coś osiągnąć, chcieliby cię do bagna wciągnąć, gdzie sami siedzą, bo nie zniosą tego. Widzieć rodaka swego zadowolonego, nie rozumiem zachowania tego. Jestem ponad tym, wiem co, gdzie, jak i z kim. Idę po swoje, na drodze, której w miejscu nie stoję. Pracuję nad sobą, idę twardo z głową, mam w rękach stery. Kieruję się na głęboką wodę, by pokonać bariery. Nigdy się nie poddam i nie zejdę z tonu. Wiary nie oddam nikomu, nikomu. Idziemy tam, gdzie będzie lepiej. Gdzie będziemy daleko od cierpień. Co tam będzie, nie wiem, tego nie jestem pewien. Ale wiem na pewno, musimy iść, by trafić sedno. Idziemy tam, gdzie będzie lepiej. Gdzie będziemy daleko od cierpień. Co tam będzie, nie wiem, tego nie jestem pewien. Ale wiem na pewno, musimy iść, by trafić sedno.
It's very hot song. Anyway, again, it's called Idę do celu, trying to get my goal or going towards the goal. P-E-K-A, featuring JB Savant. S-A-V-A-N-T. I just try to be very, very correct. Anyway, I think the song was good. If most people didn't understand what was the Polish part of lyrics. Yeah, they were saying that we all just are looking for something better for us to do, better things to achieve in life. And it doesn't really matter if you need to go through this big water, which I'm understanding we are talking about ocean and two continents. If that's what you need to do in life, sometimes you need to just do that. And in my situation, it's 2016. This is my, I think, 25th year in America, and I'm hoping that this year will be, like I said, filled also with lots of travels, and I will be going back hopefully to my own country, Poland, and I will be back into America, and life will be just fine and filled with music. Anyway, I'm getting into like more excitement. I see that it's already 10 minutes past 6. I'm believing that whatever we say, our guests probably are parking, and hopefully they will be here soon. Then I think, why not? Why not to just play something else? And do we want something sad or do we want something funny. Okay, let's see what is the song. Sorry. Pretty dramatic song, but this was my song. I wrote this song many years ago. Sorry, I think it's one of songs that I like so much. And most of my artists that are just coming through my studio and they want to record something of mine, I don't know why they are choosing this one. I have maybe 15 versions of this song as of today, and lots of the... I don't know. I love it. I think it's pretty dramatic. I think really says a lot about my life and about many people probably had the same situation, that they heart got broken to the pieces. And, you know, what can we do? You need to wake up in 2016 and think life is good. Life is really, really good. My new year was pretty unusual. I had a pleasure to sing for a big party. A lot of people came. I was so surprised how elegant people can be in 2016 New Year party. You never know, you know. Sometimes you think people just will dress themselves up nicely, but this time I was like, wow, long dresses, gorgeous dresses, lot of great shoes, and ladies with beautiful legs, they had no problem to show them off. And also we had a mixture of guests from all around the world. We have mostly like maybe 60% Polish people, but we have also lots of wonderful people from roots from Armenia. And it was just so nice to see because the gorgeous girls mostly looked like Kardashians. They were hot. They were great. And I was so surprised that, of course, and we had a lot of Americans too. But when it comes to Armenians, part of a guest list, they came with young children. And we thought, how this could be? We have a long evening ahead of us. I never saw so many wonderful young beautifully behaving children that I think we all have something to look forward to and learn from Armenian people. How do they do that? No cry, nothing. And some of these children were 2-3 years old and up. And I think one or two was even in tiny little like stroller. Amazing. But anyway, obvious, most of mothers left right after 12 with children, and it was sweet too. I'm hoping that everybody had a great time. I was so excited. I had my daughter Natasha with me, and we were dancing. I was singing. I had no chance to eat, but looks like people loved the food. That's, I think, the best New Year. Okay, now Ilona played some song that was called Sorry. Like I said, I wrote the song probably 8 years ago, and still I think it's pretty good. But I think soon we'll be having in my studio our guest. I'm very, very excited about meeting her. This is one of those singers that is not only beautiful, she's an actor, she's also a songwriter, and things that she sounds, how she sounds, that's very, very unusual. She has very low, beautiful voice. She was trained to be an opera singer, and I would love her to talk about her journey. But, you know, when I try to describe, or she tried to describe what is so hot about her, I said, let's just see what people are saying. And that's what they say. The artist's voice has a unique timbre, which means cool, unusual sound. Depending on the kind of the music, features a variety of tones, from the classical, operatic, and lyrical to lighter, more entertaining side of her voice. Her lower voice register, as well as a striking, is striking between the delicacy and strength of the higher vocal range. And that's what people admire about her most. I really think outside of her great voice, I think people admire her look, her way, how she moves, how she dresses. Her hair is amazing, long and gorgeous. I'm sure she will be soon, you know, representing some great shampoo commercial. But also they say that she's a very, very sensitive person, has a very, very beautiful upbringing. Also, she's related to very known singer in Poland. His songs were mostly sad. They always had some deep message with them. Then, you know, she was raised around this type of the music, and also lots of poetry. I'm sure that's something unusual. Again, I will prefer that Ola, that's her name, Ola would will be able to little talk to us, and her name is Ola Gintrowska. Or Aleksandra Gintrowska. But I think she's going, you know, that's probably will be her name on the stage, Ola. She was traveling a lot. You know, today she's only here, I think, second day. She had songs, a show, if we can call this small, for really, really important people. But yes, she was showcasing a few of her songs yesterday, and she just flew to Los Angeles, and she's staying here only for 5 or 6 days. Then I would love to really play one of her songs, and I know this song, I posted a video on Facebook, on Accent On and Accent On TV, the best of Poland and Europe. Then if somebody has a chance to just see the visuals, very, very important, beautiful video, then now we can listen to her voice, okay? Okay, maybe we'll start from Little Party, because to shock us all, Ola also loves to sing pop, and I think that's really what she is establishing her career upon, being a pop singer. Little Party. Let's listen to Little Party, because it's 2016 and we still want to dance, for sure.
Just one night, oh we got. 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 I ain't got time for you, baby. Either you're mine or you're not. Make up your mind, sweet baby. Right here, right now, so we got. A little party never killed nobody. So we gotta dance until we pop. That lie, hey! And I need them long, hey! Hotsy, totsy, paparazzi, holler when I take this flick. Speak easy, rocking the feathers, I'm breezy. Hope you can keep up, boy. Believe me, I'm the beast.
It don't mean a thing if I give you my heart.
Really hot song. I cannot wait for her to come. But this is like, where is she? Where is she? Ola, where are you? And Michał Lisiecki, who a week ago, he was our guest. This is one of those unusual two people. And they're related. They would like to probably talk about this too. I know that. Michał Lisiecki's wife is a sister of Ola. Then they all are amazing people. They are young and hip, and this is all what Europe is right now about. We are talking Eastern European people with so much smarts and so much idea what to do with their lives, and they all represent different part of business. Ola, like I said, she is the entertainment. I'm looking into what she sent it to me. She said that the artist played in various musicals and burlesque in London, such as This Is a Musical, Gems from the Show, Cell Block Tango. She also performed as a, that's Polish stuff, Kisiel Awards Galas. It's a very, very important show in my country. Among other pieces also, she was singing Przemysław Gintrowski song. I said this is Le Bard, very, very unusual singer, songwriter. We all love him dearly. Then her artistic experience includes also big screen appearances, and I am sure she will be very, very successful because she's so beautiful. Among others, she played in a spectacle by Barbara Sass in the name of the Devil. Devil. And is currently taking part in the newest production by Jan Kidawa-Błoński that is entitled Stars. That's all really what's going on in Poland with her. I'm sure, like every artist, as my daughter Natasha Mira, she also is recording her first album called Aura, which need to get to our hands soon. This one song, Little Party, sounds really pretty good. I think can really be played on American radio very, very easily. And if I can help her to get to some radio stations, for sure I will be doing that. Then I think she's a very unusual lady. I would like to listen more about her classical way of singing, her why she changed from opera, why she just decided to sing pop songs. But I have no doubts that people fall in love with her in a pop genre. For sure, her voice is just dynamic. Very, very good. Okay, then, you know, we had a little bit dance. I think maybe we'll do something that I believe is very important in life. I talk about faith. And this is one of the songs that I wrote also a few years ago. And was and is till this day one of the saddest song that I think I wrote. Although I didn't mean to be sad, I just really, really wanted to just talk how much importance of love and feelings for somebody a song can also describe. And I always was worried that people who I love the most, one day they will be not around me. But that's not only my problem. I think we all, when we are looking back, we think, oh gosh, 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 it's just scary. You know, we are losing people that we love, and I know that that's what life is about, but you need to have a faith. And whatever the faith is, if this is for never-ending love, everlasting love, in a marriage that will never fall apart, or just love of your child, or just believing in a God, believing in your destiny, having faith that you make right decision in life, or also believing that you will be healthy, that nothing really wrong will happen even when you don't feel so well. All of us have these challenges, and I think the song called Faith can be very, very positive. To me, right now, after a few years, hard years, and through, I think like four years of struggle, I think the song kept me going. And from time to time, I am also playing the song here. Again, Ilona Europa, Faith, and thank you for listening. I am still believing our guests are arriving. If not, I hopefully I'm doing okay job by myself. This is for the first time that I really play and talk to everybody for so long, and I think I enjoy it. But I want my guests to be already with me. But for right now, yes, faith. Let's have a faith in love, in God, in destiny, in health, no problems in life, a faith that even money one day will come in a way that none of us will have problems to just not buy what we want, but buy the necessary things, okay? And hopefully all children around us, they will be always happy. Like I said, I was so happy to have a few unusual, beautifully behaving children at New Year's party, who will think. And I was so, so happy for that. Happy to knowing that, yeah, children, 2016 for everybody is just a new time, and a lot of children are born probably right now when I speak. Wow. Better, let's believe that world will be the better place for them in 2016. Okay? Ilona Europa, Faith. To link.
blessing.
My guest. I hope people had enough of me talking, but yeah, that was unexpected. Okay, let's check because I need to put them on the microphone. Okay, Michał, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear
me. Okay, hola, can you hear me?
Hello, I can hear you.
I cannot believe it. When I'm in the studio, I need to hear music loud, and she's like, too loud, too loud, too loud. It's just okay, you have a classical upbringing. Because you need to be gentle on your ears. That's beautiful. I'm so, so happy you both are here. Like
we
you said,
happy. We're happy. You know, there is a saying, trust but double check. And we've chosen the navigation with the oaks, and I was sure we are going right away, but we've chosen Thousand Oaks instead of Sherman Oaks.
Oh my gosh, so you went to Thousand Oaks? That's just almost back to my place.
Oh, of course, exactly.
So sorry.
But, yep. But we are halfway.
And again, we know we have like 20 minutes of time right now. There's nothing wrong with that. But everybody, I think, switch to video channel from 7 till 8. We have our Accent on TV, the best of Poland in Europe and the rest of the world, and we'll be seeing the most gorgeous human being ever that entered this studio.
Oh.
Not like different guests were less pretty, but she is just beautiful. Ola, could you just introduce yourself to our listeners and close to the microphone?
Okay, so hi, I'm Ola, and I'm a Polish singer and actress, and I'm here on holiday, and this is amazing that I can be your guest today.
How could I not have you? First, obviously, I'm so, so happy because I had a pleasure to meet Michał Lisiecki. Second time you are here. I have not enough conversation with you. I was sitting hour before our show, and I was just flipping again through your newspaper weekly that is called Wprost,
which means direct.
Direct. And I really, you know, I like politics. I really do read a lot. And really, that's how I learn English language here, by reading a lot of entertainment, gossip. Shh. But that was the fastest way of learning. And then I really wanted to know many, many years ago, you know, what was going on in my country and America point of view, what's going on in my country. Then I learned this way. And I love CNN, Fox. I like to just listen to two different opinions, and I can scream my. And we were talking a little bit a week ago, and you described something so, so cool. You said that you allowed people to have their own opinions.
Oh, yes. That's what all media is about, that you let people speak. You let us discuss, and have different opinions, and then we can dispute and we can quarrel. But there is obviously importance that somebody keeps the discussion in the middle, because it's normal thing that everyone has his own opinion depending on how we were raised. And we can look at the same thing and say it's totally different. It's just different point of views from our core, from our history. And you know, always there is a kind of golden middle where you have to listen to different sides and then decide what's the best at the moment based on all those opinions. So, yes, I'm one of those publishers who let people speak a lot. I listen much more than I talk. And usually, it's my pleasure. I'm second time here with you,
yeah.
But I don't do a lot of interviews in Poland. I'm the one who let our journalists do the interviews. And yesterday, I got a beautiful award, an American Eagle Award for freedom of press that I fight.
Eagle Award for the freedom of press.
Of press, exactly.
Need to talk a little bit about that if we don't cover everything right now, because we have one more song that I really want to play here, and little snips will be playing on the camera. But this is a very big deal for you. You are here to talking, like, I do. My idea for Accent On, there was the idea of bringing people with many, many accents and just focus that America is really made of people and accents. And Polish group, of course, for me is the most important than any person who is just flying fresh from Poland and they're sometimes sleepy like Ola probably, and they just need to be here because I feel that Americans are so welcoming to every culture. And then Polish people sometimes, like you mentioned, they do not like to talk too much about themselves. But sometimes we like to talk maybe too much about things that are not important just for sake of talking or just to say, I'm right. But really, we need to represent Poland in America. We need to represent what is the best of Poland here. And sometimes you need to talk from Poland into the America, sometimes from America, like I do, into the whole world. Because LA Talk Radio is, of course, not only American radio station. We are heard anywhere, and if you have Apple and you have any different phones, you just click and you push the button and you can hear us live everywhere, and the same with our archives. Then this is a pretty strong internet radio station, one of the strongest in America, for sure, for many, many years. And I'm so excited to have you, and I hope, I know you are leaving soon, I know you are in America a lot, but I'm hoping that this relationship of a great publisher of Direct weekly magazine in Europe or in Poland will be calling to us with his own opinions, because it's good to have the round table, which we'll be talking a little bit about that, and letting people talk and find the middle. But somebody needs to be a leader. I really believe people need leaders, and leaders are these people who they just maybe take the opinions of everybody, but still they make them clear enough for masses that they masses can follow and trust that they're somewhere, somehow. It's a place to trust somebody. You need to start trusting somebody. Is it true or not? Hola!
It's true.
Gosh, you're right. The same even in your own family. You need a leader, like mother mostly, or woman.
Of course, everyone needs a leader. We need someone who we can look up and sees our opinions. And then we can, show other people how to act and do other things. But of course, we need a leader.
I also think that in Ola's business, music business, that the singers have to be the leaders, because there is so many components that you have to put into music, from the words, from the sounds, from you have to know which direction you want to go.
Oh yeah.
So Ola is also a leader. I mean, knowing where she what she wants to sing.
And somebody I will be playing, but somebody can say, okay. Hello. Many years ago, you had no right to be opera singer, country singer, pop singer. You're supposed to be in one genre. I am like you, Ola. I wake up in the morning and decide, I was also opera trained. Then I was a pop singer. Then I was winning festivals. Then I moved from there to America. Then nobody wrote for me. Then I needed to write for myself. Then I needed to get contracts. Then I needed to start writing and looking for people. I am so strong. I am a leader for myself, and many, many times, not in this country, I will say the people the closest to me always beat me down and say, I don't think so will ever happen to you. Look at you, don't speak English. You don't know this, don't know that. And then they called me pusher. And I'm not a pusher. I'm an achiever. I am a leader. I don't know when journey will end. Because that doesn't matter for artists. We need to do what is there.
We have to believe in it. That's the most important. And we have to work hard.
Yes, but in art, I think, especially being a pop singer, is just so many of us running around. Obviously, you are young and gorgeous. I am gorgeous, not so young. But, I believe that life is an open book right now. And this is country, America, is one of those countries that welcomes any age, anybody who has something to offer, and they strongly believe that they are important and they want to share.
And they dream things. Big.
A big dream.
Because America is too small for small dreams.
You are so right. And
Ronald Reagan said that, I believe.
Oh my gosh, I like that. I believe
nice
you're right.
Quote.
And we'll be talking about this a little bit more in 10 minutes when we move to video. A channel on LA Talk Radio. Everybody, please switch. It's live, but then you can download, listen, and watch anytime that you want this show and another one. Ola. I don't feel bad. You probably will be listening to this radio show, because I was reading from All About You, whatever I found or whatever I got sent it by your people, and people understand a little bit about your travels, about your education. But when did you decide that pop singing, that's what you want to do?
I think it was at my university, or maybe a bit before, but I wasn't sure it was pop exactly, because first of all, I was trained in opera. But after I graduated opera singing, I realized this is not exactly what I want to do. And then I was looking for my music path. And then I went to university to study drama.
Okay.
And actually, I think there I got more clear that acting and singing, but pop singing is exactly what I want to do.
Can you imagine that you'll be one day in America doing also these things that you are talking about right now in Poland? Do you think that your dream can cross the continent? Is it your dream? Dream big.
Yeah,
girl.
Because I dream big. Okay. And I hope that I can do my music not only in Poland, because I'm writing in English also. So I hope.
You know, I was mentioning one of the emails to Michael that I have a pleasure to know and just teach in the most unusual acting school in Santa Monica. It's for international actors, and they are giving people 1 year or 2 years or semester, two, three, how many you want, and they teach you lots of stuff, acting, of course, and then they just put you on a path, whatever your dream is in L.A., and you can pick and choose whatever you want to study, and then you're getting 1 year visa, F1 visa, then you can spread your spread your wings, and happens that I'm teaching vocal performance, which you don't need me to teach you how to sing, but if you ever want to meet the director of Los Angeles Performing Arts Conservatory, I would love to put you together with her. Who knows? Then you can stay. You go, people, to Poland. She's staying with me. I'll just Santa Monica.
She will come often. Yeah.
I really think this is something very unusual, and I, like I said, with so many students from all around the world, and Europeans too, but not even one Polish person. Anyway,
we've mentioned about the leadership, and Ola has great legacy of her name, family name, which is Gintrowski. In Poland, Gintrowski is the person who was singing to Poles when there was Solidarity movement, and when Poland was switched from communist to democratic times. And although there was censorship, so not everyone could sing, and Gintrowski was the person who opposed the censorship. He was allowed to sing three songs. He sang 20 on the concerts, and he got a lot of problems with that. But those are songs that Poles sing up today. He was a great leader, and Ola is from that family. So with the great legacy, she will try to manage it internationally to sing the songs.
You see, you are right, this gentleman. And again, this is
my uncle.
Your uncle. I mentioned that you were raised around poems and high quality of music.
Right.
And yes, the songs were loved and had a big, deep message. And the censorship in our country, there was a really tough period in our lives. I was brought up in this part at this time. You are baby, Michał. Yep. You don't remember that. You can scream freely what you want,
but
probably.
Of course,
but you being now in a publishing and especially political, economical newspaper, I don't know if you are so flexible and scream freedom. Even in America, you have delay for people, except this radio is uncensored. You really can say what you mean. And I don't know how owner of this radio pulled this off, but people can say whatever they mean. That's a lovely show.
But being able to say whatever you want, it's also a responsibility. Journalism is about responsibility. So you can say and write anything you want, but you must remember it's responsibility. You cannot
talk.
Yeah, exactly.
You need to live through your talk. Missing. This is a title of your song.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, this video is just hot. You are so beautiful. And you're beautiful right now. I was like, I wonder. She's probably like we all made up, you know, and gorgeous. You're gorgeous. Oh my gosh, you know. Then what is the song about and who you are missing?
Well, it's about missing my first love.
Yeah. I miss my 10th love.
Well, I think everyone in their life
had
their first love.
I say this was the most beautiful time of my life. I was very, very young, and I just loved this man so, so much. And that's another story one day I will tell. This is really a romantic story. I loved this man from age of 15 till 18. Then he said he will come to my home and ask my mom for my hand. He came when I was 18, but I was with another boy already. And it was the biggest mistake of my life, I think, because my life went completely different. But he said what he did. He waited until I was 18 because he was a little bit older than me. And musician too, and then lawyer. How funny. He's not anymore with us then. You know, I'll be widow. Maybe, I don't know. Anyway, 2016, Missing. Who wrote this song?
Robert Jansson. He is a Polish composer, and I wrote the lyrics because I, like we said, I want to be a leader in music at some point. So I need to write about my feelings, about what I observe. So I kind of want to be close to the music I sing.
Wonderful. And we will be listening to Ola Ginczowska. And please, everybody, switch to video channel. We'll be live in 10 minutes. And we'll be listening short snippets of these two songs, but right now full Missing.
Still many wrongs. Can you love us today? Tell your expertise. Look me in the eyes. You don't need to run away. Do you ever hesitate? How so mellow. To me it will last. I need you now. And I'm not.
Ginczowska is missing her first love, but you know what? Ilona Europa believes in eternal kiss, and I think these two girls, they will be good friends forever, Ilona and Ola.
Twice in a lifetime, we're falling in love for real. Once or twice in a lifetime, we'll make our hearts stop beating. The moment you pass me by.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.